Afternoon, everybody. Here we're in Escanaba. This is Tony from Great Lakes Radio. We had some interesting news unveiled today at City Hall in Escanaba, courtesy of and hosted by the Delta County Chamber of Commerce. Nobody knew what it was about. The meeting was called to the Escanaba City Hall as a media conference. The full house in attendance did not know what it was for until Mr. Steve Parks came up and introduced himself, and we had a Skype from Emily Brewster, who happens to be from Merriam-Webster Dictionary. For the UP, we are officially on the map, literally, and we are also on the map in the dictionary, as Uper has been added to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary as an official word. So, our afternoon started out with librarian Ann Miller actually introducing the story behind Mr. Steve Parks and his story, which you should hear more about tomorrow with Walt and Mike. And eventually, we got to Steve's introduction, and still nobody knew what it was about, and until Emily Brewster showed up on the Skype TV with interesting news. It's a sunny day, and it just got sunnier here in Escanaba, as the word Uper is now officially a word in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. So, some great things going on here. They actually had some Uper bars, some UP North Roast coffee, some cake. They actually had t-shirts made, and there'll be some more interesting things coming this way for the UP State Fair. But Upers, we are officially in the dictionary. So have one heck of a Uper day. And once again, this is Tony from Great Lakes Radio reporting here from Escanaba on some great news. Thanks again, everyone. Keep listening and have a great day.
This is the Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike. Walt Lindela in the studio with you this morning. And joining me by phone from Delta County is Steve Parks. Good morning, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, I wanted to have you on because an effort that you've been working on has come to some fruition, and that is the word Uper getting some further recognition and being listed in an upcoming edition of a world-renowned dictionary. Tell us a little bit about what you did, how we got here, and some of your thoughts.
Well, back in early 2000, I was playing Scrabble with a friend of mine, and I used the word Uper, and he called me out on it, and to my amazement, he was right. One of the few times he was right, and I was shocked to see that Uper wasn't in the dictionary. So from that point in time, I started writing letters to Merriam-Webster. The letters began in 2002 and continued into 2004. At that time, I was dealing with a person who was telling me that she thought that Uper was a regionalism and therefore was not worthy of being put in the dictionary. And in a very nice, she was very nice, but very politely told me maybe I should try again in 10 years. And so I took a break from it for a few years and then started up again in 2009. And at this point, there was a new person involved by the name of Emily Brewster. And she initially looked at the word and did some research and didn't think that it would meet their criteria, but dug a little deeper and began to see that it had use well beyond our region. And she became a proponent and champion of the word. And so I would be writing her, sending her documentation to paper her files, and she, I always felt, was talking to the people in Merriam-Webster, convincing them that the word should be in. So, and along the way, I had a lot of fun with it. I sent her everything you could possibly imagine that had Uper on it.
It probably added to the effort, didn't it?
Well, it did, and she was such a good sport about it, and so it was actually kind of fun in the process because her letters were encouraging and humorous. And now that I've talked to her a few times since we've reached the end of the road, she thought my letters were humorous as well. So it ended up being sort of a partnership in getting it through. And it was a fun ride. And I'm really amazed that we've reached the end of the road because we felt like we were chasing rainbows for so long.
Well, it now is in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary or will be in the upcoming editions that are coming up here. And as I recall, it is defined as a native or a resident of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I'm curious, does that definition work for you?
Yes, it does. I'm sure that some of the purists would say that you have to be born here to be a Uper, and I'm not about to argue with them. I didn't come up with the definition. They did.
Right.
I figure I've lived here 30 years, and my two children were born here. You know, by golly, I'm going to take the title, too.
Well, I think that one of the things was that there were some people saying that, oh, you know, if you're born here, you're a Uper, but if you just live here, you're not a Uper. But I like the idea that the idea being that if maybe you've stayed a little bit longer than you've been anywhere else or whatever, but I think that those of us that choose to live here are of a hardy stock. We might as well get a little bit of recognition for the fact that we decide to put up with things like this morning here in Marquette. Marquette, where we've gotten about 3.5 or 4 inches of snow unexpectedly, which is all part of the charm of living here, isn't it?
Absolutely. I was telling someone yesterday that I grew up in Owosso, and when we would come to the UP for vacation, my dad was a native of Munising, so we always vacationed in the UP. We'd have 5 kids in a station wagon with all the gear tied down on top, and when we'd get over the bridge and pay our toll, he'd roll the window down, and we waited with anticipation for him to yell, "Yahoo!" And we thought it was funny. I didn't really quite get it at the time, but having lived up here as long as I have, I totally get it, because when I cross that bridge coming home, even though I may be 2.5 hours from Escanaba, when I set foot in the UP, I'm home. And I think people that live up here feel that way. And while it's defined by residency, and it really is a state of mind and a feeling that you get after you live here for a long time.
Steve Parks is with us this morning. He is the lead organizer, the lead force behind getting the word Youper in the upcoming edition of the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. And Steve, as we look at this, you know, you're absolutely right. I think it touches into sort of a feeling here. You know, there's interesting things. Some people are saying that in the past it was a derogatory term, but for myself, I'm born and raised here in the UP. I'm from the Copper Country, the Houghton and Chassel area up there. I've never encountered it in that context, because I've always said that when I've seen people say Youper, they're proud about it and they wear it on shirts and hats, and then they tell the world where they're from.
I agree completely. I was talking to somebody that's older, and 25 years ago, there were people in the community that felt that it was a derogatory term. But to me, it's synonymous with a lot of other things like hard work, resiliency, being community-minded, caring for your neighbor, all those wonderful qualities that make us unique.
Well, it's certainly been an interesting story here as it's come to light here in the last couple of days of this effort, that for a decade or so, you were involved in some letter-writing campaigns, sometimes under a pseudonym, sometimes under your name, but now it has come to fruition. And as a lifelong born and bred Youper, I want to congratulate you on the effort, because I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I mean, heck, it showed up on Jeopardy not that long ago, too.
Yes, it did. And I'm thrilled about it, and I'm happy that people are tickled about it, too. It's about time.
Steve Parks joining us this morning from Delta County. We appreciate your efforts and your time on this. Good luck, and well done.
Thanks for having me.